USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Pentagon said Tuesday that Russia's claim that it will reduce its military campaign in two Ukrainian cities is really Moscow repositioning troops and nothing more than a smokescreen. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby.
Again, we've seen that Russia has attempted now for going on a month to sell this war of theirs to its domestic audience as a, quote, liberation of the Donbas. However, the intensified rhetoric over the last year and in the lead-up to Russia's invasion demonstrated that the Kremlin's real intent was to overthrow.
The families of victims of Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting on Tuesday rejected conspiracy theorist Alex Jones' offer to settle with each of them for $120,000. The InfoWars host is due to face a defamation trial after a Connecticut judge ruled last November that Jones is liable. He claimed the 2012 shooting was a hoax. USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The China Competition Bill is moving forward in an attempt to strengthen American businesses.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio is speaking out a day after the Senate passed the China Competition Bill to start talks with the House of Representatives. The Republicans saying the bill to take on China economically will reduce America's reliance on the communist nation.
And relying on a hostile adversary for these things and more will leave us vulnerable, will leave us weak.
The bill includes $52 billion in grants and tax incentives to bolster domestic chip manufacturing, as well as provisions to bring key industries back to the United States. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Relatives of a teenager that died when he was thrown from Florida's Icon Park amusement ride last week said he had been turned away from two other attractions the same night because of his weight. The 14-year-old was 6'5" and weighed 300 pounds. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Roskomnadzor, Russia's official internet regulatory agency, announced that it will fine Google for allegedly circulating false content about the country's special military operation in Ukraine. Quote, the American platform frankly promotes the dissemination of false content containing unreliably socially significant information about the course of a special military operation in Ukraine that discredits the armed forces of the Russian Federation. End quote. As American media was claiming Russia had infiltrated the White House, those claims were proven to be misinformation started by the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign. Republican Senator Rand Paul says if Russian misinformation did hit our shores, it was the push for the green industry to make Russian fossil fuels more valuable on the world market.
Maybe we should get a special prosecutor. Maybe we need to spend about $100 million investigating Putin's contributions to green, you know, to the green alarmist in our country. I don't have any information. I don't know if it's true. But can you imagine? There's probably more truth to that than any of the BS they put forward about trying to connect the Russians, you know, to the Trump campaign. In fact, the only thing we really know for certain is that the Russians were feeding disinformation to the Clinton campaign.
A Russian Soyuz spacecraft has detached from the International Space Station to return astronauts to Earth, including an American. The spacecraft will experience its deorbit burn about 6:30 a.m. Eastern, with the crew expected to make their parachute-assisted landing at 7:28 a.m. Eastern. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.